Well, widespread power outage. We at one point in time had up to 93% of our county that was without power. American Electric Power, Grayson Electric Cooperative have both brought in outside contractors from Indiana and several other states, Georgia, some states down south that weren't affected by the winter storm, and they've been working 20 hours a day to get us back on. We're probably right now at about, I'm going to guess somewhere around 50% of the county is, 50 to 60% is back under power, so we're still 40 to 50% that's without power. Our other biggest issue was we had a municipal water system that had no power for multiple days. So once the public had drained the tanks, then we had a water system with no water and had a large portion of our county, about 12,000 people that were without water. But that has since, power's been restored. The water system is back producing water, and slowly and surely all the customers are getting back to full, you know, pressure on their lines and things. We still have some areas that are low pressure, but for the most part, everything's back up and getting back to normal there.
And I guess another question about water, is there, I guess moving forward, is there any way to it costs money, I'm sure, but to have something in place to prevent an issue like this?
Yes. We are already making notes and making plans for meetings, once all of this clears up, to look at long-term solutions to backup power and things of that nature. You know, it is, you plan and plan, but there are always those things that don't come to mind. And losing an entire water system has not really ever happened in this county, but this time it did, and that's made us realize there are some other things that we need to get into place, and that's on the agenda for once we get this emergency over with.
Okay, okay. And as far as people being sheltered, has there been much of a need for that?
Yes, we've had a couple shelters open. A lot of people in this county are very resilient and refuse to leave home. And the emergency services and the National Guard have spent, you know, 18, 20 hours a day delivering kerosene, things of that nature. But we did have a lot of the local churches have stepped forward and have provided warming stations and shelters both. At one point in time, I think our highest capacity was about 120 people in one shelter. We can't say enough. I mean, the other churches have kicked in and local businesses have kicked in and fed those people and taken care of the biggest chunk of those needs. So, you know, it's been an eye-opening for the community, but it's eye-opening for us that the community, as always does here in Carter County, the community steps forward and takes care of its own.
Very good, very good. Well, I guess I think you all are supposed to get where we are in terms of maybe mid-40s by Sunday. I guess that'll help some.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I'm looking forward to mid-40s, and I'll even take the rain at this point in time to help melt this stuff away.
Exactly.